Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to my very raw episode last week. It actually took me 2 weeks to hit launch on that episode. I had so much fear come up, so much fear of judgment, so much fear of really putting myself out there. You know, I cried in it. I was very open and authentic. And yeah, it took me a couple of weeks. And it was with my own mentor who really encouraged me to hit launch. She kind of challenged me and said, like, this is it. This is the time for you to step into who you really are and really show your authenticity and to bring that into the work that you do. And this is your first step. And so she really encouraged me to do that. So I hope you really enjoyed it. I would love to hear what you thought of it and, you know, if it's something that you resonated with. So today is actually going to be the last episode of She Designed a Life She Loves for this year, for this season. So this is season two. Season one was Holiday in Style, which was all about helping you to build and grow a really elevated holiday home. And season two is all about interiors mentoring and helping you to grow your business, leaning into your intuition, manifestation, all the things. Season three is going to be a bit of a new sort of side to the business, but we're still going to be talking all things interiors business growth, manifestation, intuition. There'll be a little bit more spirituality in there. I'll be interviewing more women in that kind of field and just allowing you to see there is so much more to growing a beautiful business and designing a life you love than simply strategy, than simply in the doing. There is so much internal work that is involved and so much more than the strategy that is involved in the internal work. And it is with this beautiful blend that you are going to truly feel successful and happy in your business, because you cannot have one without the other. You cannot have all of the strategy and be just doing without looking after yourself, without listening to your body, without looking out for the signs of what's next and following your intuition into creating services that light you up and all of the things. So that is going to be season three. So today's episode is my last message for you for 2025, and that is that I want you to stop waiting for perfection. I really want you to stop fluffing around in the back end and put on your big girl pants and get out there and do the thing that is going to move the needle or allow you to get to the income level or the growth or the clients that you truly want in your interiors or your creative business. So as interior designers and stylists, we all want our feeds to be pretty, to be structured and to look balanced. How can we not? It's just who we are. We want our websites to be amazing and beautiful and a reflection of our hard work and our brand and the interiors that we do. But what I see so often in the work that I do with my clients is that the women that come to me are very frustrated because they're not seeing the results in their interiors business that they really feel that they deserve and that they do deserve. And one of the biggest reasons is because they are really stuck in the back end, making things look perfect, making things really, really like detailed and spot on before they're actually sending things out, before they're creating new services, and before they're actually doing the things that are going to move the needle in their business. And so when I was in the thick of my interiors career and I was earning six figures and I had beautiful projects and clients, I was always trying new things. That is one thing that I know and I've learned about myself is that I'm not afraid to give things a try. And I'm 100% have been through the stages in my business where I am completely in the back end because I've been too scared to actually show up and do the thing that I'm meant to be doing or know I need to be doing to get a new client. So when I was in the thick of my interiors career, I was always trying new things. I created styling workshops that people would come to an online styling workshop and I would show them how to create a cohesive home, how to select cushions that will work in with their artwork, how to style a bed, like really basic things. But these were live workshops that I did via Zoom that allowed people to join me for free, some of them were paid, and get to know me, to connect with me, to see how I work, and to see me as an authority. I hosted masterclasses teaching them these things. I built an online course and I sold it out. I wasn't doing all of these things at the same time, but I was definitely trialing different things at different stages in my business. And this allowed me to see what I enjoyed, what I actually really loved to do. And I learnt in those moments that I loved to teach. And that is what has led me here right now, mentoring and teaching interior designers and stylists, because it was in those trialing and doing different things in the early stages that I saw how much I loved to teach. It allows you to see what works. You can look at the statistics. You can look at what's actually allowing you to attract new clients, what brings in new leads into your business. And it also allowed me to see what was a waste of time, what I spent too much time creating and then it was just a bomb or nothing that didn't really work. And also what allowed me to earn passive income in my business, which was through these online events, through these online courses. And that showed me that I wanted to have a hybrid office suite in my interiors business that earned me both passive income and active income working one-to-one with clients. And eventually it evolved that I wanted to move away completely from the one-to-one interior design work and move into the teaching, which I had learned about myself, and the passive income. This also was reflected, and I did this in my services. I was always trying new deliverables. I was trialing new ways of creating solutions for my clients that weren't only one-to-one consultations. So what I really want to share with you today is that you really need to stop waiting for everything to be perfect, your graphics, your website, your templates, the back end. Just do the damn thing that's on your heart. Start trialing the things that are going to move the needle in your business and that are actually going to earn you money, attract new leads, and build your profits. These types of things that you put out there, they share what you do and how you do it. They allow people to get to know you and trust you through speaking your truth and your values in your social media, hosting live online events or in-person events, free or paid, that are going to allow them to connect with you on a deeper level. So when I hosted workshops, I would always get at least 1 to 2 new clients, whether that was an e-design client or whether that was an in-home project. Women would get that little snippet of how to style their cushions, for example, on their bed. But then they got to know me. And then we'd have conversations in the DMs and I would sell them into some sort of a service. It might have been to actually create the whole e-design for that space in their home that they could go away and do themselves. Or it might be that they'd say, you know what, I'd love for you to just come in and help me at home. So you've been listening to me for the last probably 2 months and watching me on socials lately, experimenting and playing with a new type of service in my business for creative women who are looking to find their path in life and in business through my one-off session, 90-minute session, The Next Chapter, and through my 8-week mentoring journey, Purpose. And in doing this, the actual doing and sharing these offers, speaking to people in my DMs, taking women through these services, I have learned how much I absolutely love it and how much I really want to expand and help all women in business, not just interior designers and stylists. But what this season of transition has also shown me is how much I freaking love working with my stylists and how good I am at it. Like, I know when I walk away from a session with my girls inside Soul Ed Stylist or inside one of my mentoring containers, we walk away, she is like ready to go. She's got all the tangible steps to make the next thing happen in her business. And I walk away with so much internal joy. It's just hard to explain. I could honestly skip around the house. I am just so full of joy. And that is what your work should be. The way that I blend my soul work and the strategy, it allows my clients to not only go inward and listen to what is right for them in their season of life, but it also helps them to build a business that's going to bring an incredible income and the clients that they truly want to work with. So my message for you today is that if you've got an idea, if you're feeling a little bit bored in your business, if you're feeling like, you know, you've kind of lost your mojo a little bit, if you've got an idea and you want to try something new, either in your interiors business or in a creative business, then just freaking do it. Give it a try, play, experiment, launch that new service, launch that new offer, have fun with it, and do it without fear. Who cares what the naysayers think? It is the people that love your work, love what you do, that are going to be your dream clients anyway, not your friends, not your family, but the people out there that are following you because they love what you do. And then what happens is you can use that data to see what worked. What did you love? What lit you up? What did you walk away from and feel like skipping around the house? Were you able to get the results for your clients? Were they happy with what you did? All of these things, because it is in the actual doing of the thing that's going to allow you to gain clarity. It's going to allow you to gain clarity and confidence on what your soul's purpose is. When you're listening to the signs and the little nudges from the universe and you are taking aligned action on those little nudges and giving them a go, this is going to show you if you're on the right path and if you are building a business that truly lights you up. So in the work that I've been doing with women over the past few months, I now know that I am on the right path, that I am meant to be doing this work, and I am going to go all in. I am going to be stepping into my zone of genius to help you in your soul-led interiors or creative business. And I am just going to bring it to a whole new level. And so I really hope that this just lights a little bit of a fire up your butt and it just makes you get out there and give something a try. And if you are stuck, if you're feeling like you need more support, if you're feeling like you need more internal intuitive guidance in that, you can jump into one of my containers, either Purpose, which is the 8-week mentoring journey that really we go inward and we build and create what your next chapter and what your next path in your creative business or interiors business is. Or you can go onto my VIP list for the Soul-Led Stylist, which launches again in February, or we can jump into a mentoring container right now. So if you loved this episode for the last time this year, I would really love you as like a little bit of a gift to me to head over to my reviews and give me a 5-star review and just tell me what you think about this podcast. I love hearing from you. And if you want to go one step further and share this podcast or episode onto your own socials, into your own stories, tell people about it so I can get more people listening. I am so excited for season 3 and what that's going to bring. I'm so excited for this next chapter in my life and for stepping into my zone of genius and my soul's purpose and just bringing more business tips and soul work and just all the things to you every single week. So I will be back in 2026. Have a beautiful end of the year, Christmas, New Year, all the things, and I will see you again next year.